Hey, when you have all those number ones together, it's something special. And the first thing I want to say, I just want to remind everybody, there's the global meditation is on January 11th at 10:11. You know, January 11th, that's 111. And then it's 10:11 p.m. Pacific time or 111 Eastern time. So if you're on the East Coast like I am, on January 11th, global meditation, the date is 111 and the time will be 111. How about that? Anyhow, I just wanted to remind everybody, you really need to participate in this. This is maybe the one, you know, do you ever hear them saying the past is gone, the present hasn't got here, and the only real time, rather, the past is gone, the future hasn't got here, and the only real time is the present. That's right. As I'm speaking now, I'm living in the present. If you're listening, you're living in the present. And that's the only real time. You know, a lot of speculation about the future and the past is like a lot of old stories rehashed. Some of them worth rehashing, some of them not. But anyhow, this could be the most one of the most important days in the human race, you know. The lying politicians, that's right, all politicians are liars, pretty much. Show me a politician that isn't a liar, and, wow, I'll be impressed. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have something important to say, you can call in. Hey, if you have a telephone, that is. Or and maybe you can telepathically call in without a telephone. And if you reach the BBS answering people there, they'll just put you through into my show. For those of you who don't know, the calling number is 888-627-6008. Okay. But in case you didn't hear that, the number is 888-627-6008. Hey, I'm from the East Coast. We can talk fast, faster than you can even listen. We can hear that. Well, we can even go faster than that because we move at a fast pace. I'm in Manhattan almost every day of my life, or certainly a number of many, many days of every week. And people move fast in Manhattan. We don't mess around. We cross the street. We jaywalk. We run red lights. We do everything we want to just keep on moving. We pass and zip, zap, zip, 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 pass people up left and right, run in front of them, cut in front of them. And guess what? That's how it works out. It works out perfectly. You know? Unfortunately, the bad guys, the New World Order, they want to slow us down. That's why they're the ones behind all the speed limits and restrictions and laws for any of us from moving past. The faster we move, the more we vibrate. And we need to raise our vibration. That's what this global meditation is connected to somehow. You know, anyhow, back to the lying politicians. They tell you, oh, your most important thing is to go out and vote. Well, there's something more important than voting for their little sham elections that are all rigged now. Any election that's hooked up with electronic machines is rigged. And prove to me it's not. You know, I wrote the book Connect the Dots Theory where I changed the definition of certain words, and proof is one of the definitions I changed in that book. That's why you should read about it. Because just by writing that book, I changed reality. Proof is the burden of proof lies equally on the person trying to disprove something. That's right. And we don't have to submit to the fake scientist book of rules that says this has proof has to be establish this way. There's other ways to establish proof through your imagination. Anyhow, back to connect all these things together. The name of the show is Connected Up, and I claim to be one of the best people on planet Earth at connecting things. That's why I wrote the book, Connected Up Theory. That's why I had the show, Connected Up, because I'm good at it. And there's other people out there good at it too. Hey, if you're good at it, call up and connect some dots for us. But in the meantime, I'm just going to talk away here and explain something to you. Of January 11th and January 12th are two of the most important days coming up that we, the people, our input, our participation is the most important thing we can do. I mean, the big game plan is to anchor more love vibrations, anchor more light into planet Earth, because there's this thing called the event that needs to happen. The people that are in charge of it, the Galactic Federation of Light, yeah, the good guys, the good ETs, well, they're taking too long to do this, and they're trying to put the blame on us now and saying that, hey, well, it's your fault, Earthlings, because if you, you know, you have to do your work, and this, and maybe they're right, maybe we do have to participate more, you know, all this welfare crap and freebies has made people lazy. But this isn't really work, this is just participating. You know, think of it as you're going to a dance, someone's going to be playing the music and you go out there and dance. You know, it's your participation. The band playing the music wants you to dance. You know, it makes them happy, makes all their efforts worthwhile. But at the same time, we have to save ourselves. And the word out there, there's a lot of people putting the word out there on Twitter, the internet. You know, Twitter is part of the internet. And YouTube is also another important part of the internet. And a lot of information is out there about what's going on. You know, there's the big plan has been talked about for years and decades, even about the ascension of planet Earth, something supposedly that has never been done before in the universe. Hard to believe, but we'll take the word for it. That apparently they say it's never been done, that a whole planet could ascend at the same time, and that's what the game plan is for planet Earth, for all of us to ascend. Now, we heard the rumors that a pulse of light was shot out from the great central sun in the center of the universe, and it's coming our way. But we're not ready for it, the galactic people tell us, because it's so powerful. There might be some problems. People won't be able to receive it. Anyhow, that's why the importance of the Earth has to be ready for it when it hits us. It'll hit the Earth and it'll go right through us. And we are the participants. We all have to help receive this pulse of light, a pulse of fast vibrating light that will kind of negate the darkness, negate the evil, make it impossible for them to exist amongst us. I mean, right now we're still living in the third dimension, the physical reality that's controlled by the bad ETs who control the New World Order. You know, it's the New World Order people, you know, but we know some of them, Rockefeller, the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, you know, we know who some of them are, but if they realize that they're being duped by the bad extraterrestrials, maybe they would, they wouldn't be play along so, be such good puppets for the bad ETs, because that's who's really running the show from behind the scenes, behind the scenes. And prove to me it's not so. How about that? I use my own definitions. to argue my case. And I say, I've got a better way. But anyhow, that's where it's at. This is an important point. It's much more important than going out and voting. It's important to participate with your fellow human beings, a collective consciousness of many people wanting, participating to bring more light and love into planet Earth will make it happen sooner. Kind of like a magnet. We want to increase the magnetic draw on that pulse of light out there coming our way, and we can zap it closer to us and faster if we become resistant, you know, a conglomerate of receivers. But to know what to do in this global meditation, you're going to have to, rather you should, go on to Twitter, look up at CobraInfo1. This is the guy who is one of the best representatives of the Galactic Federation. I mean, I don't even know if it's a guy or a team or what. Doesn't matter. It's the site, we could call it. Go to it. At CobraInfo1, and his main thing right up there in the front now is about this global meditation, and he instructs that the first tweet there instructs you to go to his Cobra blog, and you just click on it and you go there, and there's four videos for you to watch. You know, you can start by just watching the first one. I think it's 7 minutes long. So anybody can find 7 minutes to watch a video. And it explains to you how you participate in this global meditation. And the starting point is at 11 minutes after the hour. And I've already said it in the beginning of the show in the Pacific time zone. It'll be 10:11 p.m. That's 11 minutes into my show, Connect the Dots Theory. Very close to my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Anyhow, on the East Coast, it'll be 1:11 a.m. Sunday morning. That's it. You know, when I'm doing this show, I mean, it's listed on PBS Radio as 10:11 p.m. Pacific Time. But because I'm doing the show from New York City, the time here, my show starts at 1:11. Rather, when it starts at 1 p.m. On a Sunday. That's it. Time zone difference. If you happen to be listening over in the British Empire, in England, or Great Britain, whatever you want to call it, London, it's a five-hour difference. So it's Sunday, 6 a.m., the show starts over there. So the global meditation over in London will be 6:11 a.m. Sunday morning. So what's going to happen? This is 2 weeks from today. It's going to happen. So when it comes to 11 minutes after the hour, I might have the engineer play some music, because this meditation is supposed to go on for 20 minutes. I don't think I'll play 20 minutes, but I'll play a couple of minutes of music at the start, so you won't be listening to someone talk. You'll be beginning the meditation. Now, if you're listening to my voice tonight, you have a responsibility to tell everyone you know about this event coming up. You know, we don't have to register to vote or anything. We just have to stop what we're doing and follow the instructions on the Cobra blog of envisioning the pulse of light, healing light, and love coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe, traveling all the way out to Mother Earth and to receive it with our bodies. You know, it has to do with setting an intention, thinking, imagining that pulse of light in the center of the universe, imagining it travels faster than the so-called speed of light, Einstein's speed of light. Yeah, you know, I've talked about this before. Things do go faster than that. It just hasn't, that truth hasn't been explained to you on purpose because the world ought to want you to be ignorant. Anyhow, that's what part of the focus is on. You're going to have to do that. And imagination, you mentioned that pulse of light shooting from the center of the universe over to Earth. Faster than fast, and be there with your open heart and loving arms to take it, and it'll sail right through you and go right into the center of Mother Earth. And the more of us that are participating in this as a collective consciousness and individual simultaneously, the more our Mother Earth will receive love and light that will begin to disintegrate the darkness. And this is the best thing we could ever do for ourselves. Like I said, it's a monumental moment in time. Let's make it a big success. You know, tell your friends, you know, everybody listening to you have friends. Start talking to them. This isn't a big thing to ask people to do, really. You know, to just everybody coordinate at the proper time, 11 minutes after the hour, whatever hour that may be, is in relation to what time zone you're in. I've just given you three of them because those are the ones that I pay attention to the most. Pacific time will be 10:11 p.m. The Eastern time will be 1:11 a.m. Sunday. And the English time will be 6:11 Sunday morning. But you can, it's not going to hurt you to learn how to figure out what time it's going to be for you. You know, if you're in the mountain time zone in America, it'll be 11:11 p.m. on the date of 1:11. Now that's 7-1s in a row. I mean, that's special. Yeah, you should want to participate just for that alone. But anyhow, this is all I'm going to say about it. You can visit Twitter, whether you belong to it or not, just in case you didn't know. Just go on the internet, click on Twitter, and just click in the hashtag at CobraInfo1. You won't be able to interact with it if you're not on Twitter, but you can view the tweets, and the pinned tweet of Cobra Info 1 talks about this global meditation happening on January 11th and January 12th. Click on the Cobra blog link there, and then that'll take you to the four videos. Just start by watching the first one. It's only 7 minutes long, and then you'll find out what you have to do. It should be fun, and it's an opportunity for all of us human beings to participate without any government control. You know, you're going to participate because you want more light and love in our world, and you want to get rid of the darkness, and that's the way to get rid of the darkness. The more love coming into Mother Earth, the more love into your heart, the more light that's allowed to come in here, the quicker will get rid of the darkness, and the quicker will bring on this thing called the event, when the good ETs show up and they give us all the freebies. You know, the replicators make anything for you, the tachyon chambers to heal everyone who needs to be healed, and that's probably all of us. And they're going to get rid of the phony government, the remainers of the phony government, and guess who's going to be gotten rid of. And I got to smile at this. They intend to get rid of all the lawyers and judges. Well, isn't that cute? And the statement is, they'll have to be returned to do something meaningful. Well, I can go along with that. And we want this event to happen. Plus, full disclosure of everything. You know, reconnection with the rest of the universe and the rest of the galaxy. We want that because there's nothing but good times out there. We've been deprived of it. This is a slave debt planet, as they call it. This is a quarantine slave debt planet, and the financial system is going to be dissolved, the slave debt financial system. The good ETs plan to get rid of that for us, too. So bye-bye, Bilderbergers, bye-bye, Rothschilds, and bye-bye all you other greedy little twerps that have been sucking the blood out of us. We want this to happen. We want to be free of oppression. So you want to participate. Who wants to be oppressed and have every drop of blood sucked out of them the rest of their lives? None of us want that. So look at it as a way to finally get rid of the manipulators. You want to participate in this. Tell your friends. You're listening to me. Tell your friends. This is coming up in 2 weeks. So everybody needs to get ready for this and give it their best shot. The more people we have to participate, the sooner we can bring the event on where we can have the whole truth about everything and meet our brothers and sisters from the skies who want to meet us too. And we're tired of being abused by evil creatures and evil spirits. They've infested our world for too long, and we want them out of here. And the Galactic Federation Alliance can only help us do that. But we have to participate and make this happen soon, because they're kind of slow at doing this, I have to tell you. You know, I'm not afraid to challenge them or tell anybody, you're working too slow. I'm going to tell you, you're working too slow. And who better than tell people that we're working too slow than people from New York, because, like I said, we move fast, we talk fast, and we don't mess around. So much for that. I've given you the info. If you can't remember what I said, hey, go, you can archive the show in a couple of days. And so give her a pencil and paper or a quarter or whatever, and then you'll have all the info. I just got to move on, you know. And to change the tune a little, all I got to say is, listen, I've, in the last 6 months, I put a lot of videos out there on YouTube. They're there for entertainment purpose, you know. They got some amazing things. I'm a good video producer. I make things to be interesting and entertaining. I got my rock and roll documentary out there, Subway Fantasy. In fact, you can just actually, you don't even have to go to YouTube. You can just Google it. Subway, if you spell it correctly, Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. If you spell it correctly, it'll take you right there. And then you just, it'll be a picture of the blonde. And you can just click on it, and it's a 29-minute movie. Entertaining. I claim it to be the most entertaining documentary ever made, a rock and roll documentary ever made, because it's beyond the usual. A lot more than just bands standing up on stage and playing music. A lot more than that. It's entertaining. It's original. And then I've got a lot of my original songs out there. I guarantee you, if you watch the, you know, watch the song, you know, you gotta go to YouTube for that and just punch in the words, let me coax you on, and you will be coaxed on. Again, it's fantastic guitar playing, fantastic video, and it's fast. You know, everything from New York is fast. We ain't no slow folks here. Of course, government is trying to turn us into slow folks. I mean, they are just like, government has become public enemy number one. I mean, really, not just here in America, around the world, government is public enemy number one. You know, there's sure there's a lot of good people that work for the government and 40-hour week and 9-to-5, but or an 8-to-4 or 7-to-3 year. but government in general, the top echelon, the people in charge of government, they have turned government into public enemy number one. They're working against all of us. They're abusing all of us. And I'll give you a perfect example. I don't care what state you're living in the United States. I can't speak for other countries. But one of the most impressive government agencies is the Division of Motor Vehicles. They exist for the purpose of extorting money to fill their coffers. The laws are atrocious, obnoxious, irrational, illogical, oppressive, and just a lack of common sense. We don't want to be oppressed and hindered by laws, and we don't want the police hiding behind billboards with speed traps and all this other crap designed just to victimize the motorist. And boy, they have taken that agencies, every state has done this, and they have abused the citizenry to no end. Anybody who lives in the United States knows that. There's no more oppressive agency in America than the Division of Motor Vehicles. I call it the Division of Motorist Victimization, because basically that's what they do. Look how many people in the last year got just pulled over by cops because a taillight was out or something, and the person ended up getting killed because, I don't know, the cops are out of control, you know? It's a disease out there. They don't know how to deal with people no more. They think they got this, they're abusing their power. They want to manipulate you around, tell you to jump, and you're supposed to say how high, roll over and play dead. And if you don't roll over and play dead, they'll shoot you dead. That's pretty much where it's gotten to be in too many cases, not all cases. But it's only getting worse. And there's no reason for this. But people have to speak up. If you don't squawk and make a big stink about it, they're going to oppress you more. More and more vehicle laws to oppress you. You know, they've destroyed the freedom of America with oppressive motor vehicle laws. It's sickening. And they've sucked money out of your pockets needlessly with all the over regulations. And it's out of control. And unless you start squawking, unless you start putting your foot down and saying, no more of this, listen, as far as I'm concerned, we don't need police pulling people over in motor vehicles. Unless it's a dire situation. Now, you don't pull people over because their tail lights out. You don't pull people over because you've got to match your quota. And don't tell me there aren't quotas. Yeah, they finally made a law that says quotas are illegal. That doesn't stop them from having quotas. Of course, there's always quotas, because that's what the towns use the police for, to gather money. Please, let's get real here. And these cops are making too much money to oppress us. You know, don't tell me about your risking your life if you don't want to be. You know, if you're worried about your wife, don't become a cop. Simple. We didn't ask you to. We didn't force you to. You know, your life wouldn't be in danger if you learned how to treat people better. You know, that's the bottom line. And things are only getting worse in that aspect. And then all the other chain of command systems are being used against us. You know, they're going to try to use UN troops that have no allegiance to Americans to go from house to house and search your house illegally, of course, and take any guns they find. They've tried this already. They started trying it with Katrina. And they're not going to stop. They're hell bent on taking people's guns away because, you know, that's what they want. They want, you know, a submissive population that can't confront crooked cops and crooked military people that want to just oppress us like slaves. And that's what the FEMA camps are for. They're concentration camps. Yes, they are. That's what they have. Come on, they concentrate large amounts of people in the camps. These camps have barbed wire fences. Now they have guard towers that resemble Nazi concentration camps. course, they don't have to gas you nowadays. We'll just microwave you to death, which reminds me, you know, I talk about this every week or every other week, the 5G. I mean, we've got the signs up in the head. The 5G is here. I talked to the my phone company person. They said, yeah, it's available now. You just have to have the $1,000 phone. But regardless of that, it's, you know, more harmful energies are being put out. And if you're living close to a tower, besides that, people don't understand with the 5G. Somebody who does have that $1,000 phone turns the phone on, and you're between that person and the phone. The 5G is going through your body. You've got these giant transformers, and anybody with Wi-Fi is going to be sucking in the 5G. And if they're in the apartment below you, they want to suck that 5G to download that video faster, it's going to go right through you when you're minding your own business. And it's going to create havoc and hell with your body. Human bodies are designed to live in these intense microwave frequencies. Of course, this is being done on purpose to kill you. Why do you think they didn't do any testing about it? It's new world order, another new world order to depopulate humanity and sicken them. The more people they can sicken, the weaker the population gets, the easier it is to gain a totalitarian situation in America. That's right. That's how we're under attack right now with the damn military. You know, I've asked before, anybody listening to this show, if you know anybody in the military that's willing to take a stand to report these people in charge who are not doing their job, get in touch with me, because something has to be done. Is everybody chicken to stand up to fake authority? Chain of command systems are being used against us. Come on, chemtrail planes, that's an attack on the whole society here. Why isn't the Air Force shooting these damn planes down? Some of them don't have numbers on them. That's illegal, just in case the big guys didn't know. You know, it's the same situation, you know, with the Nazis and the Germans. The Germans, the soldiers just do well, we're just following orders. Well, that's about how sick that situation has got here. We got people in the military just following orders. And the people giving the orders are either totally mind-controlled, have had brain transplants, or they're walk-ins from extraterrestrials that look like them. And they are using their chain of command authority to see that all the wrong things are being done. I mean, this is where it's at. If you can't see that, you're not walking around with your eyes open. And guess what? Unless we, the people who see this, start doing something about it, stopping this has to be, this insanity has to be stopped, because these people are hell-bent on killing us. Everybody in the U.S. is under attack now. You're under attack from the chemtrails, you're under attack from the weather manipulation, and you're now under attack from the 5G. You know, and you better start get yourself a microwave meter and see how unsafe you are. And government is not going to help you on this. They are all being mind controlled or following chain of command orders from the top people who are all part of the new world order. This is where it's at. The whole damn U.S. government has been commandeered. And most other governments in other countries are the same problem. They've been commandeered by the New World Order. And they're using chain of command systems for it, so that governments will make one stupid and wrong decision in regards to serving the interests of the people. It's happening everywhere on this planet. So let's look back. That's why it's so important that everybody participate in global meditation coming up on January 11th and 12th. One, we don't need government permission for that. Two, they can't stop it. And three, we need to save ourselves, because the authorities, the people at the top of the chain of command of all the authorities, are doing nothing. They're playing tiddlywinks. They're in a trance. Who knows what they're doing, but they're not doing their job. You know, why isn't the U.S. military defending us? You tell me. Well, I don't need you to tell me. I'm telling you, it's quite obvious that top dogs, you know, the top brass, they're all in with the sham. They become either mind-controlled or they volunteer. They like this New World Order thing because they've probably been presented with a special position and a lot of money, and they have their second home all set up in the underground cities. I talked about this a week or two ago. It's amazing how many underground cities we have here in America. Well, you're not going to hear that on Fox News or CNN or any other places because they control, the world controllers control all the mainstream media. They control the New York Times now, isn't it? You know? Who don't they control, huh? Individuals like me, that's about it. But they control all the authoritative structures. They have the news, they have the weather, they're controlling the weather, and they punish who they don't like. You people in California, obviously they don't like you because they're taking the brunt of a lot of things. And what else is going on? Yeah, they've allowed Fukushima. They probably set that tidal wave in motion on purpose, the Fukushima power plants. Everybody forgot about that. Well, guess what? It's still going on. The radiation is still leaking in the Pacific Ocean. People are finding radiation in fish. You know, I hate to say it, but don't buy any fish from the Pacific Ocean. Really, you can't trust it unless you got a Geiger counter with you and you're going to check your fish for Geiger for radiation. But it's spewing in as I talk continuously, nonstop, 24/7. The radiation from those meltdown reactors is spewing into the Pacific Ocean, and the currents are carrying around the Pacific Rim. I mean, this is the harsh reality. These things are happening by chance. They've all been plotted out, and they've been put into motion. You know, and then we have the lying CDC, another fake government agency that lies. They've been lying to you for years. They're the ones who create the fake viruses, and they probably created the AIDS there. Who knows? Or somebody else, some other government created it. Yeah, there's a rumor that Nazis created the AIDS virus. But CDC is part of that. And then they try to send over fake pharmaceutical cures and this and that. And now the CDC, it doesn't want to even investigate chemtrails, which shows you what a bunch of crap these people are. It's a chain of command system, and they only do what the people at the top tell them to do. They don't listen to complaints from the general public. Hell no. They are, you know, they're a negative force. You know, they could be easily replaced with a more reliable source, but nobody's willing to do that. You know, everybody, you know, people hate President Trump, people love President Trump, but he isn't smart enough to know what's going on with all these other problems and censorship in the economy. But, you know, that's too bad, too, because he's the first president that's actually done something. as opposed to all these other losers that have been president and get close to nothing. And yeah, that's why I'm still running for president, you know. But people are godless. I don't, you know, I'll be shocked if some people really want to support me because I've done this several times before as a write-in candidate. And I found out that most people in this country are friggin' lazy. That's it. Lazy. They're not interested in doing anything. Only the sheeple, the brainwashed morons, are willing to follow the fake leaders, like the Democrats and the Republicans. These are the people that have created all the problems. Why do you want to sign up and support a fake organization B or fake organization A? You know, one decade they're the good guys, the Democrats the next decade, the Democrats are the big guys. And they switch it. It's like professional wrestling. I mean, what, does Vince McMahon rule the world? Well, they sort of mean they've taken his model of bad guy, good guy, and they con you every election, you know, and you buy into their propaganda. Well, nobody else can win. Well, that's because you're not willing to try to help somebody else win, because they've bought you out, they brainwashed you, and you believe that lie. Sure, somebody else could win if the people had the guts to do something, but you're all gutless. Anybody that writes for, goes out and votes for a Democrat or Republican, I'm telling you, to your ear right now, you're gutless. You know, people like me, independents, free-thinking, independent people, we know that the solutions to all the problems are already known. And here's these clowns, these donkeys, these Democratic doofuses get up there and try to con you into following their stupid ways. And they're telling you lies. Not one of them is speaking the truth. Not one of them is speaking the truth. They're telling you the propaganda official lie about health care and this and that. Real health care has got nothing to do with having an insurance policy. Nothing. And every other country in the world only gets free medicine except the U.S. I mean, it's not that difficult to have free medicine once you start using real medicine. It could also go down several hundred percent. The money that's wasted on insurance policies, it creates a whole force of do-nothing people, insurance agents and paper pushers. People don't ever work a day in their life, and they're making money off you buying into an insurance policy that just feeds you pharmaceutical products and just pays for crap. Real health care has nothing to do with pharmaceutical concoctions. You know, do an investigation. Educate yourself. You've been lied to. And the biggest liars of all, it started with public education. They tell you just enough to go out there and be a good worker slave for the system. Your government people, the politicians, they're all liars, professional liars, con artists, tell the people what they want just to get their vote. Once you're elected, you know that you don't have to do anything for 4 years. I call it the free ride for 4 years. This is why people get into politics. They see that you can get away with a sham like that. Con people into listening to the malarkey and bullshit. And you fall for it. You keep falling for it. You know, it seemed like a good idea, all the idea of the Republic and people representing things. It made common sense. We didn't have internet and great communication systems back in 1776. But let's stop talking about the Founding Fathers. They were great for their day, but their system that they set up, it doesn't work anymore. And the main reason why, people can't be trusted. Well, you know, if you look at the history of America, that was being found out real quickly, that people couldn't be trusted and politicians couldn't be trusted. So give up on this. You know, stop supporting fake organizations like the Democrats and Republicans. They've conned you into believing it has to be one or the other. And, you know, it just keeps you so in turmoil. You know, I mean, tell you, you never heard a real laser talk except maybe if you listen to my show. I mean, if I was president of the United States, first thing I'd do is get the Democrats and Republicans to start cooperating. And I know they're brainless and brain dead and they're cowards and they're bribe takers and all that, but I still would find a way to get them to go do something sensible. And probably we could start with, let's get rid of all the stupid laws. And the best way to do that is have a public referendum on laws. We'll do 10 a week. And yes or no, because most of the laws on the books, they're not there to serve you. They're there to oppress you. You know, you got to start thinking for yourself, people. You've allowed this to go too far already. But it's winding down. There has to be an accountability, a reckoning of the end to all the bad bullshit. That's it. And there has to be. In 2020 is a great slogan. It's, 2020 is perfect vision. Well, maybe we all gain some perfect vision in 2020. And when it comes down for election day, you should tell, if you're listening here, you should tell everyone that I'm the only person qualified to be the next president. Because, first of all, I'm the only one who knows all the solutions of all the candidates. I'm the only one who doesn't talk lies and bullshit. I'm the only one who has the guts to say what has to be said to get these phony politicians to start serving the general public, which is what they're getting paid to do. You know? All these problems that they keep talking about, that's all these candidates do. They talk about the problems. This. We have disparity between the rich and poor. Like, we know that. And we know we have a problem at the border, and we know that the government can't be trusted, and we know that chemtrails are no good for us, and we know that everyone with money is lying to us. We know all that already. But not one of these people have a solution to anything. Meanwhile, people like me, there's a dozen solutions to all these problems. It's that easy. You know, people have said the President of the United States, anybody who says the President of the United States job is a hard job, it's not qualified. Listen to a real leader here. The President of the United States is the easiest job in the world if you know what it is to be a real leader and you know how to take command of the situation and you know how to give orders and you know how to assign people jobs to do because you have that authority when you're the President of the United States. So, you see, nobody is really, outside of me, there is no one qualified to run for president in that state because they all think it's a hard job. It's the easiest job in the world for those of us who've done our homework and know how to take command of situations. And I am that person. You know? I don't need 2 terms. I can get most of the problems solved within 2 years, half a term. Oh, yeah? Well, just give me the opportunity to do the show, you and I will. I mean, I'll shoot to get it all done in the first year because I work fast. Hey, I'm from New York. We do things fast. We think fast. We do fast. And we know how to be bold. A bunch of losers, cowards, and phonies that are running for the Democratic nomination. It's sickening, you know? They're only ensuring President Trump's going to win, but there's someone better than President Trump, way better, and that's me. And people, you got to wake up, stop supporting losers. Both parties are a bunch of losers, all of them. If you show me, there's 535 people in the Congress. If you show me 5, I'll believe that, 5 good people, okay? But 5 is not a majority. You know, it's sickening, and the press, they're all a bunch of traitors and cowards. Yeah, I can understand, yeah, you're a journalist, you don't want to lose your job, so you have to kiss the editor's ass. Yeah, I know that, that's how it is, sure. But any helping any of us out, you know? What do reporters go out there and do? Let's go ask the town idiot what they think, and that's about what they do. That's about how far their investigations go. Let's ask the town idiot what they think, and then they call that news. You know, they refuse to talk to people like me. You know, I've made attempts to talk to newspapers and stuff like that, and they basically say, don't call us, we'll call you, and they never do. Because they don't want the truth. They want what the editor tells them to do. It's a chain of command system again. You know, the editor says, this is what I want. I want you to report on every fire, every murder that you can find in the next 24 hours. And that's our main headline. If whatever President Trump tweets, no matter how stupid it is, report on it. Whatever the idiots in Washington, the stupid, follow the stupidest people in Washington, report on whatever they say. And this is what basically the news is to today, well, it is a good story. You know, if they have a half-hour news show, yeah, they'll have 1 minute of good news. The rest 29 is a bunch of bullshit designed to condition you like you should really be concerned about who killed who, how many fires there were in your town, the next town, and even in Canada, maybe. And if we run out of fires on the North American continent, well, do stories on fires over in Europe or Australia or something. If we have not enough people got killed in America, well, we'll go down to Mexico and see how many people got killed there. Well, we have to have people being killed, people starting fires, and that has to be the mainstream. This is how ridiculous the whole thing has gotten, and you're willing to play along with it. You know, there's an old saying, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. Well, you people ain't squawking. And that's why, you know, you've already been labeled and tagged and ID'd. And, of course, they want to ID you further, you know. They want to put chips in your arms, you know. The Nazis tattooed numbers on the Jews' arms. Well, they want to do a more sophisticated, you know, we'll stick this chip inside your arm, and then we not only do we know who you are, we can track you wherever you go. There's nowhere you can hide, yeah. Isn't that wonderful? And then it's just getting, you know, too oppressive. When I was going to school, I remember the teacher saying, you know, it's how bad it is in Russia. When you want to go travel from one town to another, you have to go to the authorities and tell them why you're leaving your town and why you're going to the next town. And they log that in their record books. Well, now, isn't that convenient? What all these cameras and easy path things and secret recorders and toll booths and antennas on top of your car with the GPS. They know where everybody's going all the time. You know, they've turned this place into like communist Russia. And of course, the Chinese are even worse, but we're going to getting there too. Chinese have recorders in the lampposts. You can't even have a private conversation anywhere in the city in China. That'll be next. They call them now. In fact, they're installing listening devices already. They say, oh, we want to hear the gunshots. We have to have listening devices up all over the damn. So if somebody shoots a gun off, we know where it is. Yeah, okay, wonderful. But meanwhile, they still have the opportunity to tune into anybody's private conversation. And they don't have to pay anybody to do it anymore. They have machines doing this, logging in everything everybody's saying, logging in where everybody's going. Every phone call is recorded and logged in by a machine. And this is sickening, you know? It really is. This isn't a free America anymore. You have to go out in the wilderness to be free nowadays. Can't live in a city and be free. They've got you monitored 24/7. Plus, they're microwaving you from the big antennas now. And they're just going to keep turning the volume, the frequency up, because that's part of the plan. Make as many people sick as possible, make as many people die as possible. It's the new world order again. Well, I hope I've enlightened everyone here tonight. Though you've heard some of these things before, but you got to... Nobody seems to want to act, you know. What's the point of me talking here and revealing all this information when if you're a listener and you don't make an attempt to change all of this in one way or another? Like, you know, I don't understand. Are you, is your mind under lock control or what? Lockdown? Has the government got your mind on, that's another crappy thing they do with the schools, this lockdown routine. It's more oppression, you know? I don't want authorities coming and telling me what I have to do or I have to stay in the house or some crap like that. That's oppression. That's communist oppression. I don't like it. And you shouldn't like it either. And we need to tell the government people and the police that we don't go for this bullshit. And either you stop serving us or we don't need you. take care of our problems ourselves. I mean, if it's vigilanteism, it'll be better than what you're offering us, because you're making it, you know, that's the big game plan. Your house is going to be your jail cell. You have all the conveniences you want, but we want you locked in your jail cell, and we want to monitor you every time you go out. And you're going to go to the supermarket. We're going to know where you went, how much money you spent, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll find out all this information through your credit cards, your phone calls, et cetera, et cetera. The GPS system in your car, and if you're stupid enough to put a chip in your body, then we can have everything. Then we can send you a pulse and kill you from a distance. Don't take anyone too fast. Well, I just had to ramble all that up tonight. Anyhow, what I said at the beginning show, everybody who's listening to me, tell your friends to participate. In 2 weeks, it's going to happen. January 11th and January 12th, January 11th, at 10:11 p.m. Pacific Time, 1:11 a.m. Eastern Time, is going to be the global meditation. Everybody, if you're a human being, you need to participate. This is us, the human race, fighting for our lives, you know, doing whatever we can mentally to help get rid of the darkness on planet Earth, help bring in more light and love. Light dissipates the darkness, and love is the perfect cure for evil. We have to do our share, because there's this thing called the collective force. If all of humanity were to follow these instructions and participate in a matter of weeks, think about it. The only thing really slowing us down is our lack of participation. So get the word out there. You know, it's the most important thing we as human beings could possibly do at this point in time. And it's happening in 2 weeks. Get ready for it. Visit the site Cobra, at CobraInfo1 on Twitter. You don't have to belong to Twitter to read the tweets. And there you'll find the blog, and then you can watch the first video of the forum and understand how to participate in this event. You can do it wherever you're at. All it requires is some mental concentration. Watch the video on the Cobra blog. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, and before I end my show the same way every time after I do the countdown, you'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you the party in kind? Go to YouTube. I got the video out there. It's entertaining. And then maybe you'll decide that you are the party in kind. Followed by my song, my anthem, I Got To, or I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a video out on that too. You know, it's on YouTube. Might have a little more trouble getting to that one, because there's a lot of other songs with the same title. So then you say, I gotta be somebody, by Tom Edison. That's who I am. That is my real name, Tom Edison. Okay, hey, visit my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And I believe you'll have to agree that I'm bringing more to the table than any presidential candidate ever did in the history of this country. And if you don't think so, well, you just call into my radio show next week and tell me why. Okay. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's take us out of here now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.